Good morning, everyone. Today is the 15th of December, 2018. Hope you're having a good Saturday morning this morning. The pictures behind us are of the mill up at Watkins Mill State Park in Missouri. We're up in Cameron, Missouri. And there's an old mill up there. We've been up there several times. It's very quaint and it's pretty nice. It's still open during the harvest time. They have apple cider and so on. This morning, I just wanted to encourage everyone and let you know that God is on his people's side. Sometimes it may seem that the whole world is going against us. Our friends and our relatives abandon us and everything, but the fact is God is a friend of his people. And so, we stopped by the park and myself and visited my dad's sister, his only sister. Good morning, Ruby Coker. Anyway, we visited with my dad's sister. She will be 90 years old in January. My dad just passed away last month. He was 91, I believe.
Is that right?
91? Yeah. He would have been 92 in September. And we had a good visit with Wanda and reminisced and reflected about our lives and the way we had been brought up and good morning, Grady Arnold. It was a good time. And one of the things I was sharing with Wanda is that over the years, as God reveals his word to us, our beliefs change, okay? And our what we were taught as truth, we find often was erroneous and was not as it seemed. And then God reveals and opens his word up to us, and it's totally different than the way we perceive things as young children. I remember those times as a young child, certain things being taught to me by the supposed Christian schools. Good morning, Miami Brain, Judith. And anyway, it was really quite interesting. I often reflected on this. I was about 37 years old when I really started studying the Bible. And I remember the first time I read the first two chapters of Ephesians, it was earth-shaking because it was in contradistinction to what I had been taught as a lad. I see that you're watching us from Malawa, Africa. That's quite a long ways, quite a different country than the state of Missouri in the United States. I remember the first time I read the ninth chapter of Romans. It was earth-shattering for me. I remember the time I read the sixth chapter of John. What a revelation by Jesus Christ of the work of God in his people. Excuse me, I remember the time I read the 10th chapter of John. And I hope you're making notes on these chapters because they are the highlights. Again, the first and second chapter of Ephesians, the 6th, the 10th, and the 17th chapter of John. 17th chapter of John starts out by saying, he hath given him power over all flesh. He hath given him power over all flesh. Well, also, I remember Romans 9 was quite a treatise on God's nature, His attributes, and the way He works in the lives of His creation. Speaking of Rebekah, he said, two children are in her womb, the children not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Wow, that was a bombshell for me, because I was always taught that salvation was based upon the free will of man. And here, it was revealed through His Word that God is the one who chooses whom He loves and whom He hates. And I've had people tell me, well, God loved Jacob more than He loved Esau, but that's not what the text says. That's not what the text says. Okay, I'm going to repeat the scriptures for you. Miami, Brain, Judith. Ephesians chapters 1 and 2. John chapter 6. John chapter 10. John chapter 17. And Romans 9. And I hope you don't mind if I add some more along the way. Another I would add would be Isaiah 45, chapter 45. He says, I create light, I create darkness, I don't have my Bible right here in front of me. I create evil. He says He creates evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Okay. That's my wife there. She's getting the Bible for me. It looks like she's standing in front of the mill, doesn't it? Behind me. Okay. Isaiah 45. He also tells us throughout Isaiah, I am God and there is none beside me. And we're also told in Ephesians that He works all things, Ephesians 1, He works all things after the counsel of His own will. And we're told in Ephesians 2, it's not of Him that willeth. Well, and actually He says that it is not of works, lest any man should boast. It is not of works, lest any man should boast. And so I started doing a study on the false doctrine perpetrated by psychologists, philosophers, atheists, agnostics, and Arminians called the human will, the free will of man. In fact, you may want to do some research on this. Martin Luther, the great reformer, who posted his 95 theses on the door of Wittenberg, wrote a complete book on the subject entitled The Bondage of the Will. The Bondage of the Will. And he came up against a free willer of that time frame. His name was Erasmus, and they debated this subject. Of course, Luther used scripture after scripture after scripture to validate the reality that man does not have a free will. This is actually a denial of the doctrine of original sin. God told Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden that regarding the fruit that He forbid them to eat of, He said, in the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. In the day. He didn't say if you eat it. He already knew they were going to eat of it. He said, in the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. Now, in the little book of Amos, it says, is there evil in the city and the Lord hath not done it? Now you say, well, what are you trying to say? Well, what the Bible says is God is sovereign over all things, including evil. He's over Satan. He's over good. He's over evil. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. And that means that he holds the whole world in the palm of his hand. He created all things, and by him all things consist. And it says in Genesis 1, and the evening and the morning were the first day, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And it talks about six 24-hour days of creation, not millions and millions of years. Okay, so that dispels the lies of so-called science. Paul calls it so-called science. So, sometimes we need to reflect on what we've been taught and go to the Bible as our guide for truth. Scripture tells us that His Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And it also says that He has chosen us. We have not chosen Him. He is the one who is the originator and initiator of our faith. In Hebrews 12, we read that He is the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despised shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So I hope you have a good weekend. It's just some things I wanted to point out that while we were visiting Wanda, my dad's sister, 89 years old yesterday, some of the things we were talking about in regards to what we believe. May the good Lord be with you this day in a special way.